Amos chapter 4. Hear this word, you cattle of Bashan, who are in the mountains of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to their masters, "Bring, and let us drink." The Lord God, Jehovah, has sworn by his holiness, that, indeed, the days will come upon you, that he will take you away with hooks, and your posterity with fish hooks. And you will go out at the breaches, every cow at that which is before her, and you will cast them into the palace, says the Lord Jehovah. Come to Bethel, and commit sin. At Gilgal multiply sin. And bring your sacrifices every morning, and your tithes after 3 years. And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings. Because this pleases you, O you children of Israel, says the Lord God Jehovah. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and lack of bread in all your places. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord Jehovah. And also I have withheld the rain from you, when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city, one piece was rained upon, and the piece upon which it did not rain withered. So 2 or 3 cities wandered to one city, to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord Jehovah. I have stricken you with blasting, hot wind, judgment, and mildew. When your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer worm devoured them. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord Jehovah. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt, your young men I have killed with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stench of your camps to come up to your nostrils. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord Jehovah. I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord Jehovah. Therefore this is what I will do to you, O Israel. And because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Because, indeed, he who formed the mountains, and created the wind, and declared to man his thoughts, who made the morning darkness, and treads upon the high places of the earth, the Lord Jehovah, the God of hosts, armies, is his name.